Now, who is it that never changed? Who is it that's the same yesterday, today, and forever? Jesus. He's the same. This is why you can be healed today, because He has never changed. He's always willing to manifest Himself on your behalf.
I know my God has made the way for me. I know my God has made the way for me.
God is faithful, and His word will never change. Today on The Believer's Voice of Victory, Gloria Copeland explains how God has never changed and is always willing to fulfill His promises concerning health and healing.
Let's look at Luke 13. All we're doing is just feeding on healing this morning. What happens when you do that? Faith comes, if you'll receive it, and you'll be ready to pray the prayer of faith when we get through. Luke 13, 11. Now, you know, if you're out there saying, well, I don't believe Jesus heals everybody. I don't believe that. Well, I can do nothing for you but preach you the Word of God. And God can do nothing for you except to tell you the truth. And you have to decide whether you take it or not. And then it's your decision and not His, not mine. My will is for you to be healed. His will is for you to be healed. But faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. In other words, you have to believe it. If you want faith, believe it. And so it says in Luke 13, let me see where I want to start reading. Well, let's look at 11. Behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity 18 years. Now, that's a long time to be sick. And she was bowed together, or she was bowed over. She had been bowed over for 18 years and could in no wise lift up herself. She was bowed over. She couldn't straighten up. She had been that way a long time. And when Jesus saw her, He called her to Him and said unto her, woman, you're loosed from that infirmity. Isn't that just like Jesus? And He laid His hands on her, and immediately she was made straight. See, that's what happens when Jesus is the doctor. He doesn't have to put you in a brace. He doesn't have to put you on the operating table and cut you open and all that. He can just say the word. He can just impart His healing power into you, and a condition that you've had all your life be gone in the name of Jesus. That's exactly what happened to this woman. She couldn't even stand up straight. When Jesus saw her, He called her to Him and said unto her, woman, you are loosed from that infirmity. He laid His hands on her and immediately, say immediately.
Immediately.
Isn't that great? She had been that way for 18 years, and now immediately she was made straight and glorified God. Woo, glory to God. God has healing anointing available. It was even available back there then. Jesus has since become glorified. He's sitting on the throne of God. He's the same loving, wonderful, marvelous healer that He was when He straightened this woman's body out. His desire is still for you to be healed. You know, it talked about the compassion of Jesus. Jesus was full of compassion. Glory to God. So he was criticized for that. And the ruler of the synagogue, immediately she was healed, the ruler of the synagogue answered with indignation. There's always some ruler around, you know, to try to pour water on the Jesus' good works. The ruler of the synagogue was indignant at this because Jesus had healed on the Sabbath day. He broke one of the rules. And he said unto the people, there are 6 days in which men ought to work, and them therefore come and be healed. The Lord answered and said, "You hypocrite, does not each one of you on the Sabbath loose his ox or his ass from the stall and lead him away to watering? And ought not," here's Jesus' attitude about the situation, "ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has bound, lo, these 18 years, be loosed from this bond on the Sabbath?" Jesus' attitude was she ought to be loosed. That's his same attitude today for you and me. We ought to be loosed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And another key thing is here, God hadn't bound her. No. According to Jesus, Satan had bound her. Sickness and disease is not of God. Satan had bound her for 18 years. And then it says, when he had said these things, all of his adversaries were ashamed, and all the people rejoiced for all the glorious things that were being done by him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Verse 22 says, he went through the cities and villages, teaching and journeying. And journeying toward Jerusalem. Then said one unto him, "Lord, there are few that be saved." And he said, "Strive to enter in at the strait gate, for many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in and not be able to. But who is the door? When once the master of the house is risen and has shut the door, you begin to stand without and knock at the door, saying, 'Lord, Lord, open to us.'" So we know that we can open the door to the Lord at any time. We know that he is good, that he wants us well. We can open the door to healing, just to the healing part of his ministry, any time. You can do it when you're at home by yourself. You can do it when you're in a crowd. You can do it any time, anywhere. You receive you act on your faith and you act on the Word of God for your healing. God is there. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, does it always come instantly? No, not always instantly, but it'll come. And it is dependent upon us and upon how strong we are. Now, the thing to do in your life where healing's concerned is to feed on healing scriptures when you're well and when you're sick. You know, just get a habit of the Word of God in every area that we need help in. Get a habit of taking scriptures every day and going over them and standing your ground. Thank the Lord every day. Let's look at Mark 10. Now, this is really one of my favorite examples. This is blind Bartimaeus, who's no longer blind. Hallelujah. And Jesus, this is the way Jesus just went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. Now, who is it that never changed? Who is it that's the same yesterday, today, and forever? Jesus. He's the same. This is why you can be healed today, because he has never changed. He's always willing to manifest himself on your behalf, whether you're in church or whether you're in the car by yourself or at home by yourself or with your family. When you release faith, healing comes. Hallelujah. It comes. Every day. If it's not instant, what do? You just begin to thank God for it, and you stand fast on it until every symptom leaves. You take the Word of God like medicine. Mark 10 says about Bartimaeus. Let me find him. I love Bartimaeus. He's a man after my own heart. And they came, verse 46, they came to Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho with his disciples, a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. And when he had heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, "Jesus, thou Son of God, have mercy on me." And many told him, many charged him that he should be quiet. He was crying out to Jesus He wanted healing. The people around him were saying, "Shut up, you old blind man. Shut up, Bartimaeus. Shut up, Bartimaeus. You're making a spectacle of yourself. Knock it off, Bartimaeus." And here's what happened. He cried, but he cried the more, a great deal. They told him to shut up, but he got louder. And he said, "Thou son of David, have mercy on me." And look what happened. Jesus stood still. And he commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying, now they're going to be nice to him, see. "Be of good cheer. Be of good comfort. Rise, he calleth for thee." And he, Bartimaeus, throwing off his begging coat, rose up and came to Jesus. And Jesus said, now here's his attitude toward you today. Jesus said unto him, "What will you that I should do unto thee?" Or in other words, what can I do for you, Bartimaeus? What would you have me do for you, Bartimaeus? Oh, glory to God. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's saying to you today, what would you have me do for you? Jesus is the healer. And I'm telling you, I would never lie to you. He has always been in healing school. We've never had healing school anywhere in the world that people didn't get healed. He's always present. "What will thou that I should do unto you?" "What can I do for you, Bartimaeus?" The blind man said unto him, "Lord, that I might receive my sight." And Jesus said unto him, "Go your way. Your faith has healed you." Glory to God. What was his faith? What did he do? What did his faith do? His faith received. It received the healing anointing. Now, what does it say to us? What did Jesus say? Let's just look at that while we're here. Let's look at Mark 11. See, he said in the Amplified, "Master, let me receive my sight." Now, let's look this up in Mark, because this is the way you get healed. This is the way you get money. This is the way you get anything. You know this scripture, but it's not knowing it that makes it work. It's actually doing it. But to know it is the first step. So it says, Jesus said to them, they passed the fig tree. Jesus said, "No man eat fruit of you again forever." The fig tree died overnight. It died from the roots up. And when they passed by the next morning, they questioned him. And they said, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. Now it started, when Jesus spoke to that fig tree, "No man eat fruit." This, you could think about this where cancer is concerned or some situation like that. "No man eat fruit of you again forever." The root of that fig tree began to dry up. And by the next morning, you couldn't tell it instantly, but by the next morning, you could see it dried up from the roots. Now I think since it said from the roots, there might have been a little green something left up here on the top to let them know how it worked. They said it dried up from the roots. However they knew that, the word of God went right, the word of Jesus went right to that root where the tree is fed, and it cut off its supply instantly, and it died. Now, here's what he said. "The fig tree is withered away." They were wanting to know about it. They thought it was great, you know. They heard it. They saw it. Now it's dead. Jesus said unto them in verse 22, "Have faith in God." That is the answer to any problem you've got, whether it's money or health or whatever. "Have faith in God, for I'm telling you the truth. Verily, I say unto you that whosoever..." Who's a whosoever? "Whosoever shall say..." Our words are involved. "Whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have..." whatsoever he saith, he shall have whatsoever. Whosoever shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore, so now Jesus is going to say unto him, tell us something. Therefore, he's going to tell us how to do this. Therefore, I say unto you, whosoever shall have whatsoever. Jesus is the whosoever, and he's saying whatsoever right here in the next verse. And to tell you the truth, I never saw that before right now. He said, whosoever shall have whatsoever, therefore I say to you, that what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. That is a direct promise from the Lord Jesus Christ. He put that thing right in motion at that moment, and he said, whosoever shall have whatsoever, glory to God. Now, I'm telling you, faith is really easy. You just got to have some background for it, which is the Word of God. So Jesus said, whosoever shall have what things, let me read it again, 24. Therefore, I say unto you, what things, this is, now he's generalizing. It's not just healing, but it's anything. It's the way faith works for anything. But primarily right here, they're talking about the power of your words. Therefore, I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray. Okay, what is it we desire this morning when we pray? A lot of people are desiring healing. Some people may need their bodies healed. Some people may need their finances healed. Some people may need their families healed. This healing service can cover any ground that's out there. What things soever you desire when we pray. Now, when we pray today, it's up to you to do this. You believe that you receive them and you shall have them. Now, what is that? Receive. Believe that you receive them. That's a very strong word in the Greek. It means to take. It means to, a good word to say there would see, would be seize. It means to take, to grasp, to take. Whatever you take, it's not a passive word. It's not just, well, you know, whatever the Lord's will is here. If it's your will to heal me, okay. And if you want me to die, okay. No, you didn't take healing. You didn't really take either one. You're kind of in neutral there. Because you ought to know the will of God is for you to be healed when it says he bore your sicknesses and carried your diseases. So we're supposed to know some things. So Jesus said, therefore I say, one time Brother Hagin brought out, I'm sure he did it many times, I heard him say this, to take note of how often it talks about saying in those two scriptures. How often it talks about saying. It says, say, saith, saith, say, glory to God. And it talks about receiving one time. That ought to teach you something about how to live by faith. You say it, 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 you say it. But you receive it once and you keep it and you lay hold of it. Whatever. Therefore, I say unto you, what things, that would cover anything, healing, prosperity, money, rent, grocery money, any kind of money, any kind of need, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them. You take them. You seize them. This morning, you seize healing. You take it. It's an action word. It doesn't mean you agree with it. It means you take it. If I handed you a $1,000 bills today, and I said, I've got something for you. Or let's just say, you might be moved to take that easier. Let's just say if I had you a birthday gift today, and it was all wrapped up, and I said, I've got this for you. This is for you. I'm giving it to you. happy birthday. And you just put your hands behind your back and you just wouldn't take that birthday gift. Why? What would that mean? Well, that means I wanted to give it, but you wouldn't receive it. And what else does that mean? That means I'll keep it myself. Now, that's exactly the way we are in the Word of God, whether it's finances or money or whatever it is. When God gives it to us in the Word, we are to receive it by faith. We are to take it. We are to say, God said it, that settles it, that's mine. God says I'm healed by the stripes of Jesus, that settles it, I take it. Glory to God.
Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Did you know that God never intended for anyone to suffer with sickness or disease? A key to receiving your healing is to fill your heart and mind with the Word of God.
We can walk on the Word, length of days, and years of a life worth living. Not only live long, but live joyful, live happily, live strong.
The Healing and Wholeness Package includes a sermon on DVD by Gloria Copeland, Know Him as Healer. In this video teaching, Gloria Copeland shows you how healing is received, how God's Word can be taken like medicine, and much more. Plus, Words That Heal, a book with a companion CD. It's full of words of healing from the Scriptures and also includes songs of healing and faith, plus faith-filled prayers and confessions. Also included is a CD of healing scriptures by Kenneth Copeland. Listen to healing scriptures and receive wisdom on Jesus' healing ministry. Learn to live in the blessing. Be healed in your spirit, soul, and body.
To order the Healing and Wholeness Package by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, log on to kcm.org and order online. Or call us toll-free at 800-575-4455. The cost for this package is just $24 and includes Gloria Copeland's book, Words That Heal, her faith-building teaching, Know Him as Healer, on DVD, and Kenneth Copeland's Healing Scriptures CD. To order by mail, write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192. Order today.
Was sitting there today, and when Brother Copeland started praying, there was just this warmth that came over my body, especially in my shoulder area where the shoulder's been giving me trouble. I've been going to a chiropractor for about a year and a half, and with no relief, not being able to sleep at night. You know, you turn over and you land on it, and it wakes you up. But when Brother Copeland started praying for every part of your body, I just had this warmth come all over me, and it felt so good. And then I said to my wife, I said, I think my shoulder is healed. And then I started lifting my shoulder up or lifting my arm up, and my shoulder had no pain. And I tried to make it hurt, but I couldn't. You know, I couldn't do that. Yeah. But it feels great now.
So no more pain?
No. No, the devil's trying to tell me that it's not healed, but I'm not going to let him destroy the joy.
And when you came today, I mean, did you come to healing school thinking, I'm going to be healed, I need healing for this?
Pretty much. I was thinking, I'm tired of this, and I know I can get healed, so I'm going to go where the anointing is, and that's what I did. And I came, and I got what I was looking for. I believe if you come expecting, you'll get what you're expecting. But if you come not expecting, then you probably won't get anything.
But you came. You were expecting.
That's right. And I got it. I got that healing.
Isn't it great to see somebody healed? And you know, during healing school, that happens all morning long. People get healed. What do you have to do to receive your healing? You put yourself in a position of receiving. How did you get saved? You took Jesus as your Savior. How do you get healed? You receive Him as your healer, and you get it from the Word of God that says He bore your sicknesses and carried your diseases. Jesus bore your sicknesses when He bore your sins. and he bore peace for your mind. You don't have to be under mental stress and mental problems. That's under the curse. Jesus redeemed you from the curse. Now, I'm going to pray for you, and you believe, you receive, and you take it, and you act like you're healed, and you talk like you're healed from this time on in Jesus' name. Now, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command you to be healed from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. Receive your healing now in Jesus' name. That means you take it. You say, I take my healing. It's mine. Jesus bought it for me. He paid for it. And I receive it. Now put healing words in your mouth and get rid of all sickness words. Don't go around saying, I'm so sick. I feel bad. You don't have to say that even if you do feel bad. If you feel bad, say, I believe I'm healed. Say, I'm whole. Jesus has healed me. Jesus himself is my healer. And look up words on healing. This little book we want to give to you. And it's got a lot of good scriptures on healing. You just keep those going over. If I had symptoms in my body, I'd be going over it every day. And if I didn't have symptoms in my body, I'd still be saying healing scriptures. I stand for my healing all the time in Jesus' name. And you should do that too. Now, we want to give you this book. It's absolutely free. You just write or call and request it, and we'll send it to you. We want to invite you to come be in Healing School. We have Healing School in every one of our meetings, every convention and every meeting, because Jesus says he wants his people well. And we do this because he said so. This is Gloria Copeland reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for watching The Believer's Voice of Victory. Remember to request your free copy of And Jesus Healed Them All, a book by Gloria Copeland. Now available online at kcm.org or when you call toll-free 888-326-0011. One book per household, please.
And he sent his word to heal you, sent his word to save you, sent his word to fill you, sent his word to love you.
Jump in to the fullness of blessing. Get totally immersed in God's Word at the 2008 West Coast Believers Convention, June 30th to July 5th. This year at a new location, come to the Long Beach Convention Center in Long Beach, California. Join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, Jerry Savelle, Jesse Duplantis, Creflo Dollar, and Keith Moore for 6 days together with other believers from around the world. Come expecting an encounter with God. With Super Kid Academy for ages 6 through 12 and 1440 for junior high and high school, there's a place for the whole family. To find out more, call 1-800-600-7395 or visit kcm.org. Tomorrow on The Believer's Voice of Victory.
We have authority over sickness and disease in the name of Jesus. Anytime, 24/7, you've got power over sickness and disease.